You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Dan Walters from the Directorate of Plans, Training, and Mobilization and Security, and Master Sergeant Daniel Burge, the 3rd ID Provost Marshal Office Operations Sergeant, and Captain Alana Brown, Operations Officer for the Provost Marshal Office. Today, we're going to talk all about anti-terrorism and things to look out for. Thank you guys so much for joining me. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great.
All right. So before we get into things, do you guys want to share a little bit more about yourself and introduce yourself so people know who's talking?
Hi, my name is Captain Alana Brown. Like Kelsey said, I am the operations officer for the PMO, and we're here just to give you a quick update of what to look out for the month of August.
I'm Sergeant Burge with the PMO, the NCOIC. Right now, I'm currently the Division ATO primary, just here to give you guys more information as well.
And my name is Dan Walters. I'm the Garrison Protection Chief, and we're looking forward to talking to you about AT Awareness Month. If I could, I'd like to start off and tell you what it is.
Of course, yeah, that was going to be your next question, so let's get into it.
Okay, so this is a campaign that reinforces vigilance, education, and community protection across every installation. The Army uses the month of August to heighten awareness of terrorist threats, reinforce protective measures across its ranks, soldiers, civilians, contractors, and families. The goal is to empower individuals to recognize and report suspicious activity before it escalates. Terrorism is viewed as an enduring global threat, and this campaign helps ensure readiness and resilience at every level.
You guys have anything to add, or?
No, he pretty much hit around the money.
Of course, yeah. So there are two programs that I saw. There's iWatch and iSalute. Is anybody going to tell us more about what those are and what they do exactly?
Yeah, I could talk about that one. So the iWatch is a program that educates Army community about indicators of potential terrorist activities and encourages individuals to report suspicious behavior or activities to military police or law enforcement for investigation. It operates on the principle of see something, say something. That's pretty much what the whole program.
Yeah, we've all heard that phrase before.
Mm-hmm. Roger that. So for example, if you see something unusual on the installation and they look like they could be up to something nefarious, if it's an emergency, you know, if they're hurting somebody, you know, call 911. But if it's not an emergency and it just looks odd, we encourage you to dial the Fort Stewart Military Police Desk, or if it's on Hunter, to call the Hunter Police Desk. The Stewart Police Desk is 571-801-2203, and the Hunter Police Desk is 571-801-7834.
The importance of iWatch is it does promote a cultural shared responsibility. This program does emphasize that protecting the forces and community is everyone's responsibility, and that law enforcement and security forces are not the only ones that can report.
And is iSalute very similar, or is there a big difference?
iSalute kind of focuses more on insider threat. iWatch is like you see something, it looks odd, could be criminal, you need to report it. iSalute is like if you see, for example, could be a foreign intelligence activity, perhaps. And this has a whole different kind of reporting chain for iSalute. iSalute is 1-800-225-5779. Or you could actually go online and report it at https://usaenscom.army.mil/iSalute.
With the iWatch, it's also like a neighborhood watch.
So yeah.
What we've been saying this whole time, see something, say something.
Why exactly are these two programs important?
Like I said before, it's a shared responsibility, and this will help protect not just here, but also in the community.
One of the things I've noticed, you know, in my 30-something years of doing this, a lot of times in the aftermath of an incident, as we go back and do the autopsy of the facts, what we find is there were actually indicators of something that was going to happen, but somebody who witnessed it for whatever reason, and we'll go into that later, the potential reasons, didn't bring it up to law enforcement or their chain of command, and as a result of something bad happened, and then everybody in the force protection arena, emergency services arena has to respond and take care of it.
Yeah, I feel like in today's society, so many people are like told to mind their own business. And so I feel like people are a little more afraid of reporting someone or saying something just for being, you know, maybe called out as being that nosy neighbor, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Soldiers may not know, like, what to do if they see it. They just are just not, like, they're not knowledgeable, but they need to have the right, know who to report to. And that's why this podcast is important for people.
Exactly, yeah. What are the most common anti-terrorism mistakes that you see from people? So, as you said, not reporting, but are there any others?
I mean, the most common one is that people feel sort of anesthetized to an incident, so they're numb to it. They don't recognize a requirement or a potential requirement to report something that seems odd. So this whole awareness month is designed to increase soldiers, civilians, and their family members to be aware, to pay attention, to report suspicious activity without any hesitation. People often second guess themselves. You know, they don't want to overreact and report something that's not a legitimate issue. Or maybe they assume that somebody else is going to report it. So these are some of the mistakes that we see, and as we go back and look at these incidents after they're over. You know, there shouldn't be any fear of being right or wrong. If you see something that looks unusual, by all means report it.
And from my personal experience, when we do get calls, like as law enforcement, if it's like a bag that was like left inside the PX, that was left on the back of a chair, it looks like wires are sticking out of it. To somebody, or hopefully somebody will think that, oh, that might be a bomb or whatever. They even call that out. We show up as law enforcement. We'll, you know, secure the whole scene. We'll do our thing, and then we're done. If it was just a backpack that had, you know, wires for a cell phone or whatever and shoes inside of it, and it was absolutely nothing, nobody gets in trouble for it. It's just for us to see, and then we react to it. And at least they were actually saying something, and other people were seeing it. Law enforcement can only be in so many places. We can't see everything. So as a community, we have to come together and say, hey, if I see something, I need to call and just put it up there. We're not gonna come back to that person and get them in trouble because they thought it was something and it really wasn't. You're not wasting our time.
Roger that. I mean, they have to go into these things with the mindset of every report could actually save lives. Anything that looks unusual may be a life-threatening issue, so they need to feel comfortable enough to go ahead and report that and let the experts get into it and investigate it to see if it's legit.
Yeah, it's like that phrase, better safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are there any tips to make sure that people are doing their part? We've kind of touched on that already. Is there anything you want to reinforce, maybe?
Well, I think that question can actually be answered in a statement. You know, the statement is, be aware, be prepared. Again, if you see something, say something. Your vigilance protects everyone.
Just don't assume someone else are going to report it. Your report can be a crucial piece of evidence that prevents an attack from happening.
Yeah. Are there any misconceptions about iWatch and iSalute? I know we've touched on like the difference, but do you think there's anything that people, they hesitate maybe?
I think what we can do is highlight some of those and play off of what Captain Brown just stated. I think some of the common misconceptions for iWatch is, and we've kind of touched on this already, but, you know, people might think, well, it's a military police or security personnel issue. They may believe, well, you know what, I need proof before I report something. Or they may think to themselves, if it's not terrorism, it doesn't really matter. Or they might say, for example, I'll get someone in trouble if I'm wrong. And lastly, they may think, well, you know what, this see something, say something, this is just a slogan. It's not really a program.
Anything you guys want to add? Or
this is not one of the questions that you had, but a biggest misconception that I think with soldiers, that soldiers and civilians may think is, well, I'm not qualified. I'm not ATO qualified, so, like, I don't need to report anything. But they are actually, realistically, they're our front line. They're, they're the first people that are going to see if something happens versus the military police, like Sarnberg said, where it can't be everywhere.
Yeah.
So just remembering, see something, say something.
I feel like people are going to be sick of us from the end of this. is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we go?
I mean, just you know, as individuals, we all contribute to like the significant overall all program of the anti-terrorism and force protection efforts on military posts. I mean, it's a community for everybody. So we're trying to be safe as we can. But we also have to remind ourselves that we are also a threat to other people. They want to try to come in here and try to hurt us or get somebody else with the inside of our community to do it for them. So we have to pay attention and see what's going on. And like I said, nobody's going to get in trouble if you make a report and it was found false. Let the investigators do the investigator stuff. And there's a lot more times that we do have these cases and that person, there's nothing going on with them. But that 1% or that one person that we can get a hold of and we can stop it from happening, that could be from, you know, your battle buddies in your cough area not getting hurt, or a family member going down the road not getting hurt now because you said something and we actually could do our job and start putting the pieces together. That's what the investigators are for. So let us do our job, but help us do our job.
That's a good point. All right. Thank you, guys. Cool. It's been a pleasure to stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities. Please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. I'm Kelsey Stieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.